Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Thursday, April 21st, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the regional government securities market, the government of Grenada's 91-day Treasury bill, auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform, raised $15 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in a discount rate of 1.49%. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 15 securities, of which 3 advanced, 4 declined, and 8 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All TNT Index declined by 3.03 points to close at 2,056.79. The Composite Index declined by 1.15% to close at 1,431.1. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 0.12 points to close at 106.64. The SME Index remained at 40.1. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 354,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $4.2 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 156,651 shares, changing hands for the value of $800,000, followed by the West Indian Tobacco Company Limited, with a volume of 88.9 thousand shares being traded for $2.1 million. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 58 stocks, of which 26 advanced, 24 declined, and 8 traded full. Market volume amounted to 14.3 million units, valued at over $140.6 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders. Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 5.8 million units, Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares with 2.7 million units, and Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 1.4 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one advanced and four unchanged as 29,417 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $1.8 million. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the volume leader with 28,545 at a high of $65 and a low of $65 before closing at $65. They were followed by Gordon Enterprises Limited and Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited, which traded 356 and 348 shares respectively. For RCI's Business Report, I am Atova Gibson.